Thomas Jefferson took an important role in writing our Declaration of Independence, but most people don't know he wasn't even supposed to be in Philadelphia for the meeting that drafted the document. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Although Thomas Jefferson is known to have played a major role in drafting the Declaration of Independence, Patrick Rowland says it certainly wasn't originally scheduled that way.
He's actually here replacing another delegate from Virginia who had recently passed away, Peyton Randolph. Jefferson is sent here to replace him. Doesn't really want to be here. He feels he's much more useful in Virginia, which he considers his country back then.
He was 33 years old when he arrived in Philadelphia in 1776. His mother had recently passed, and his wife was sick at the time.
He buys a mourning ring with the lock of his mother's hair in it. Just kind of shows how deeply missed she is to him.
As delegates arrived in Philadelphia, they probably had an inkling of what might take place here.
They know what they want to happen, but they don't know for certain. Being from Virginia, he's sent here because the Virginia House of Burgesses knows his feelings that he is for independence, and that's what they want. But they're just one colony of 13.
Although Jefferson was in his early 30s, it became apparent he should be the person to pen most of the Declaration.
They actually nominate five people. They have people from the North, from the South, from the Middle Colonies. That way, kind of everybody's influence at the same time. However, two of the members are completely against independence. They want nothing to do with it. So, of course, they back out immediately. Benjamin Franklin explains that he's a bit too old. You know, he's 70 years old. He doesn't need any extra burdens on his shoulders. And John Adams is another one on this committee. He's a member of numerous committees. And more or less, for one, he doesn't have the time to do it. And after dealing with Jefferson for a few months already, he realizes that he's the man to do it.
We'll have more from Independence National Historical Park next time as we travel the countryside. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.